We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me this morning on Odyssey Radio. This is Sunday Magazine, and this is Melanie Taylor. And I am honored this morning to be joined by Judith Mason, the Vice President Community Development at Dollar Bank. And when I see Vice President and I talk to another female, I get very excited because that title makes me feel very empowered right now for you. Good morning, Judith Mason. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Thank you so much. Well, that's good. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. We're going to be talking this morning about mortgages for mothers. But before we get into that, Ms. Mason, I want to talk to you about a little bit about your background, where you're from, where you went to school. And then I want to talk a little bit about what the actual Vice President of Community Development does at Dollar Bank. So, Judith, where are you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, PA.
There you go. Local. I love it. Okay. So what high school did you go to?
I went to Wilkinsburg High.
Okay. I'm a Manassas graduate. My mom taught at Manassas High School. Yes. Yes. So did you go on to school? Did you go on to college?
Yeah, I did. I went to two different schools and graduated from Central State in Ohio.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was your major?
Oh, well, I went the first time I went to college, it was law. I went to undergrad and then I went to law school for about a year, and it didn't rock me. I didn't feel like it was going to help. So I went to finished up with psychology.
Wow.
And I felt I could help people there. So then I came, lived in California for 10 years, had a family. My little family, and then we moved back to Pittsburgh. And I still wanted to help people. You know, I had a lot of knowledge, did a lot of things, and I was an entrepreneur, very successful, I might say, entrepreneur in California. And when I came back here, I wanted to do something, you know, to help people. And so I found myself working. And while I was in California, I was a mortgage broker. So I never knew what went on in a bank. It was just the people that I talked to and got them pre-approved and so forth. So when I came here, I wanted to find out what happened in a bank. So eventually I worked with PNC and then I went to Dollar, and I've been here for 21 years.
Oh my goodness. God bless you. I love that. What a story. What a backstory you have. And I love talking to everybody when I interview people, because there is so much local love and there's so much that you don't know about. Like, it's right in our backyard, some of these nonprofits that I talk to and these charities. And I know that I've talked to many people at Dollar Bank in years past, and I remember doing things about mortgages for mothers, but I'm anxious to ask some great questions today and find out some wonderful things. We're talking this morning to Judith Mason, the Vice President, Community Development at Dollar Bank. She's actually right on Stanwyck Street. We're talking today, and she sent me some great notes. It's Melanie Taylor. This is Odyssey Radio. And I said to Judith off the air a little bit ago that the easiest way that you can find information today is going to the website, right, Judith? Dollarbank.com, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Yes. So before we get into mortgages for mothers, what exactly does the Vice President of Community Development do at Dollar Bank? Tell us what your role is.
Well, I head up Dollar Bank's first-time homebuyer program.
Okay.
And when I started here years ago, there were 13 files in the file cabinet, and that's all they had. And we did a lot of things. And now there's there's 350 people at any given time in the program, you know, and still more people coming in. We are just, with the pandemic, we thought we would slow down, but no, people still want the American dream to own a home.
That's exactly so, the truth.
I teach a lot. I take them, the home ownership program that we have here is fantastic. And we've expanded it over the years. And it just, it gets you to the point where you can get pre-approved, because a lot of people don't know a lot. And I'll just tell you a lot of things that people don't know. They have never thought about buying a home because they didn't know, you know, the home ownership. What's the path?
Right.
How do I do this?
Right.
You know, I haven't looked at my credit, or if I looked at my credit, it's really bad. Yeah. You know, I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah.
And I don't have, or I don't have enough money. I don't think I can do this because I probably have to have a lot of money. So not knowing the home buying process and the credit piece and the other piece with the money, that has held a lot of people back from doing this. It's really a tremendous thing. If you don't know those things, you just feel helpless. This program will teach them the process. They will know about credit, how powerful credit is. And I tell you, that's my forte. If you know the formula, I call it the formula, mm-hmm. you can manipulate your credit scores and what you do. It's all about you. And, you know, credit scores go from 300 to 850. And some people come in with scores that are very low. And when they leave, they're at between 680 and 720. So that's the goal. And anything that could prevent them from not getting approved, that's what we target. It's not a cookie cutter program. It's we take you from where you are, we work with you, and get you to where you need to be. That is in a house with your family.
That's exactly right. And that's what you're there to help for. The credit scores, the lower the credit score, the worse, correct? Like the higher the credit score is the better.
Yes, yes. The lower the credit, the higher the credit score, the lower the interest rate's going to be. So you can get more of a house for less money.
Wow.
So, and that's with everything. Anything you buy, cars, everything.
Wow. We're talking this morning to Judith Mason, who is the Vice President of Community Development at Dollar Bank. This is Melanie Taylor. Thank you for listening to Odyssey Radio this morning. The website is super easy. It's dollarbank.com. All right, let's get right into it. What exactly is, Judith, Mortgages for Mothers? Explain what we're talking about today. So for our listeners.
Okay, this is our 21st year. And it's a free workshop that attracts about, when we used to hold it in the convention center, and we would draw at least 350 to 400 people. Now we're doing it virtual because of COVID. So it's just for people who are looking to buy a home. And just like I mentioned, the concerns, we're going to address those things, and they're going to learn a ton of things. Affordable mortgage and down payment options, ways to save money. Dollar Bank even has the money piece I always go to all the time, because Dollar Bank has what we call a 3-to-1 match program, where you save $1,000 in a passbook savings account with Dollar Bank, and we match it with $3,000. That gives you $4,000 towards your closing costs. So that's a big chunk of money. And, you know, that's basically what happens here. And we try to tell people that instead of renting, you're just renting a space for a period of time. You need to be in a house so that you can, you know, pass it on. It's generational wealth. It's a lot of things. It's just, you know, people should do it.
Wow. And this makes perfect sense. I have so many more questions, and I know you were able to give me an email prior to this interview with some great questions that I can't wait to get the answers for. We're talking this morning to Judith Mason, Vice President of Community Development at Dollar Bank. It's Melanie Taylor. This is Odyssey Radio. Thank you for joining us this morning. And I'm going to keep giving you the website throughout this interview. It's super easy. It's dollarbank.com. So
let me just mention, Mel,
yes.
if they want to go you know, to sign up for the workshop, it's more, it's mortgagesformothers.com.
Okay, so easy enough, mortgagesformothers.com. And throughout the rest of the interview, I'll keep making reference to that and reminding everybody that website too, because that's super easy. So talk a little bit about, before I get into, is this program just for mothers, but talk a little bit about why it makes it so unique to this program. Because when you think of banks, and I think of banks, there's so many different options that they have there for different things that you can get involved with. So what makes this one so unique?
Well, it, first of all, it's the only financial institution in Western Pennsylvania, and we're also in Northern Ohio and in Virginia, that has an in-house credit counseling and restoration program. And there's a lot of people that attempt to do, what we do, but we are the only people that will give you the workshops, the educational component, and we are with you until you get your keys. So we fix you up. We make sure that you're good. You've gotten everything in line so that you can get pre-approved. And after that, we're with you when you go to interview, you know, when you go to interview someone, we tell you how you should interview your real estate agents. And once you get out there and you start, if you have any questions, we are there for you. And it's just, and when you get your keys, we give you a little memento, a little something to keep you. It's like a keychain or something to, I mean, we want to be with you the whole time because this is new for everybody. And it's nothing they've ever done before. So they're going to have questions. And I think just doing a home buyer workshop, the educational piece, and then telling somebody, go get pre-approved, and then you don't know what else to do, that's pretty tragic. I think we do a lot. That's the unique part. We follow you until you actually get your keys.
See, that is the unique part. You're following up to the final moment, to that second where they're about to, you know, open that door.
Right, right.
Yeah, that does make it unique. We're talking this morning to Judith Mason, Vice President, Community Development at Dollar Bank. It's Melanie Taylor. This is Odyssey Radio. Thank you for joining me this morning and joining her. The website is dollarbank.com, but also we're talking right now about Mortgages for Mothers. So that website is super easy too. It's mortgagesformothers.com. Correct, Judith?
Correct.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I have to ask, this is a great question. I feel, and you and I were talking via email this past week too, what exactly, when I hear Mortgages for Mothers, is it just a program for just mothers?
Oh, no. It started out like that. It started out years ago when we first started. We noticed that there were a lot of single female head of households that were sitting in our lobby waiting to come into the program. And so the senior VP that was there at the time, she says, let's do something for these people. So initially it was for single female head of households to make them self-sufficient. Okay. And it, over the years I started to see men coming into the program.
Yeah.
There were married couples, there were grandmothers and grandfathers. I mean, everybody was coming. So no, it's no longer just for women or moms. It's for anybody that wants to own a home.
And that's good to know, because the name, you would think, okay, Mortgages for Mothers. Nope, we're taking everyone. Just because the name was developed and it's mortgagesformothers.com, you will welcome anybody.
Yes, absolutely.
I love that. We're talking this morning to Judith Mason, who's the Vice President of Community Development at Dollar Bank, dollarbank.com. This is Melanie Taylor, Odyssey Radio. Thank you for joining us. We have about a good 11, 12 more minutes left, maybe between 10 and 12 minutes left. So I want to ask a couple of more questions again. And Judith did tell us that the website is very easy. It's mortgagesformothers.com. Can't make it any more easier than that. So what can people expect when they tune into the virtual Mortgages for Mothers?
Okay, well, first of all, the highlight of the workshop, even when we were at the convention center, was the inspirational presentations by people who had gone through the program and purchased their homes. Now, this is going to be virtual, but we're still going to have some people who actually went through the program and they got their homes last year or the year before. Some people have even gotten homes just recently. But you're also going to learn about the different mortgage products that are available and understand, like I mentioned before, the importance and the power of credit. We have that match program we talked to you about, right. Mm-hmm. And just a number of things. I mean, anything. I think are going to speak about the mortgage products and how that operates and tell you people that it's a fixed rate. It does not fluctuate. So that, you know, that's a good thing. Also, you don't have to have 20% down on a mortgage. You know, that's the scary point. Most people think that, I have to have 20% down on this mortgage. You don't. Most of the products that we offer are 3% down or 3.5% down. And we also have a unique mortgage product that we created years ago, and it's called the Rent No More. Oh. And that does not, because we keep that most financial institutions will sell their mortgages off to the highest bidder on the stock market. So you may close with PNC or somebody else, and they, you know, you might be with somebody else down the road. With Rent No More, we keep the loan for mm-hmm. the life of the loan. And because of that, there's no mortgage insurance. And so that's part of your monthly payment. The monthly payment is going to be less than it would normally be if you didn't do that product. So it's a good, and also the down payment is different. If you make a certain amount, I think it's from 26 to 40, 45, there's zero down. Mm. It's a zero down. And above that to 60, I think 67, 68, it's only 3%. Oh. So it's a good product.
Yeah.
So you can learn about that. And that's unique because nobody has that.
No.
We created that ourselves years ago.
We're talking to Judith Mason, Vice President of Community Development at Dollar Bank. It's Melanie Taylor on Odyssey Radio, dollarbank.com. We're talking now, though, about Mortgages for Mothers, and that website is mortgagesformothers.com. So when can people register? What is the time and day of this event? So someone's listening this morning, Judith, and they're super interested, or they know somebody that they want to tell this event about. How can they go about doing this?
Okay, it's going to be on Saturday, June 12th. The event starts at 9:30 in the morning, a.m., online. Okay, and we're going to have Lynn Hayes Friedland as our guest host. She's been there for 20-some years, too.
That's amazing.
I know. Register now. Register as soon as people are getting on the line mm-hmm. and registering right now. I would suggest that you do it.
Yeah. And they could just go to mortgagesformothers.com and register there.
Right. Right.
Perfect. Now, how many years, Judith, has this program been around, Mortgages for Mothers?
21 years.
And that's as long, catch me this, we circle back around, because I remember at the beginning of the interview, I believe you said you have been at Dollar Bank for 21 years, correct?
Yes.
And mm-hmm. this, the inception mm-hmm. happened with you, Judith?
Yeah, because we saw, like I said, we saw people we were interviewing not so many people one-on-one and telling them about our services. And then they, you know, we would do one-on-one credit counseling and so forth. Yeah. And so it was, I tell you, it was the bright idea of that senior VP that said, let's do something different for these people. And we did. And we tried it out. Now, nobody goes back that far.
No.
But there was, I think the Hilton was next door to when we were at Three Gateway. The Hilton Hotel was there. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to test it out. So we reserved a room in there, you know, not a room, a hotel room, but one of their rooms, event rooms. And we reached out to some nonprofits, to the Housing Authority, to other places, and told them about what we were planning on doing. And we had people from our residential lending department come up, and we set up little areas so you could talk to the loan officers and the processors and just people in residential lending. And we started out, it's so funny because a lot of people don't know this. We started out and it was very successful. We had 20 people and they came and it was like, okay. And when I look back and think about this, this is 20 people to 350 people.
Right.
At the convention center. That is so, it's awesome. It's awesome.
How does this make you feel? Because I could see and hear the passion in your voice over something that you're doing. You know how people wake up every day and it's just a job to you? You're helping others. I mean, yes, it's a job, Judith. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But
I don't think of it. And I was just, it's funny. On my way in this morning, I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone when I was in the car. And he was saying something about his job. And I said, you know what? I don't think about what I do as a job. It's something that I enjoy. I like it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I, like I said, in the very beginning of my life, I wanted to help people. And I am truly helping people because owning a home is just, I can't even explain it. It is American dream, but owning a home means that your monthly payment is not going to go up and down like when you rent. Right. It's going to be stable. It is what it is.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about this. It's over. The rental time is over and I have to find another place. You are there. And if you're raising children, you own your home. They're going to own their homes too. So it's kind of like generational wealth because, you know, a lot of people can send their kids to school because they have so much equity in their houses. They can draw on that. It's a beautiful thing.
It really is a beautiful thing. We have about 3 minutes left, and I'm talking this morning to Judith Mason, the Vice President of Community Development at Dollar Bank. It's Melanie Taylor on Odyssey Radio, and the website is dollarbank.com. But what we've been really concentrating on today is mortgages for mothers, and the website is mortgagesformothers.com. Judith, circle back around. Say someone joined us the last 5-6 minutes, and they're like, well, wait a minute. What is Mortgages for Mothers? What are they talking about? Explain again what exactly it is.
It's a free online home buying workshop. And at the end of this workshop, we hope that you will be as excited as we are and want to join our home ownership program.
And it's been in existence for 21 years. So this isn't something that just started yesterday, you know?
Yes.
And it's not just for mothers, Judith said. It could be for anybody, correct?
It's not. We have everybody in. Everybody's in the program.
Involved.
It's fun. It's really a fun time.
And you know what?
The information you learn,
yeah,
you can pass on to your children too.
Yeah. I mean, it is generational too. And then you learn something, then you pass it on to your kids and grandkids and you go, you know, it goes all the way down the ladder, as they say, you know? Yeah. All right, Judith, tell everybody, we have a couple of minutes left, about the event, the day, the time, how people can register, and should they start registering now? Explain that.
Yeah, they should start registering now. It's going to be on Saturday, June 12th, and it starts at 9:30 a.m. online at mortgagesformothers.com. That's where it's going to be with Lynn Hayes Freeland as our guest host. And they should register at mortgagesformothers.com also.
At mortgagesformothers.com. And Lynn Hayes Freeland is a coworker of mine, and she's been with the company for a very long time. And she's been your MC host of the event for how many years, you said? Every single year?
She's been with us forever.
Forever. And that's amazing. And it's just, it feels like home, you know? It feels like people that you can relate to and you know is part of this amazing event for, you know, Mortgages for Mothers. One more thing really quickly before we tie up some loose ends here. If somebody is very confused, can they find the information also at dollarbank.com or should they go to mortgagesformothers.com?
If they go to community development, if they go to dollarbank.com, then you'll see community development.
Okay.
And you can go there and then it'll go to home ownership program. I think that's how it works.
And June 12th's event, and it's virtual this year, but you're thinking, you know, hope for a better tomorrow, that next year things will look different for 2022.
Yeah, I hope so. Cause that's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. To get and meet people face to face. I mean,
it's great. It's great.
Right. Virtual is good. And we've had to all adapt to some type of new normal this year for the last past, I should say, 15 to 16 months. But I think things are in the right direction. And next year, you know, it'll be even bigger and better than it is virtually this year. Well, I want to say thank you. I love talking to women that are CEOs and vice presidents. I especially love that. It makes me feel empowered in my job. I appreciate you talking to me this morning. After 25 years in broadcasting, I think this is some of the best information that are out there that people might not know about this morning, Judith. And it's simply called Mothers for Mortgages, and that is the website. And Judith Mason is the Vice President of Community Development at Dollar Bank. Judith, it has been nothing but a pure pleasure for you to join me this morning to describe what Mothers for Mortgages is.
I've enjoyed it too. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.